This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Zimbabwe has declared its former president, Robert Mugabe, a national hero. The 95-year-old died in a Singapore hospital Friday. Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy. To some, he was a liberation hero who stood by his principles. Others say he rigged elections, destroyed the economy, and terrorized his people for decades. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has reaction from African leaders.
Uhuru Kenyatta says Kenyans will remember Mugabe as a man of courage, describing him as an elder statesman and freedom fighter who played a major role in shaping the interests of the African continent. As well, the former president of Congo, Joseph Kabila, has paid homage to Mugabe, saying the entire continent has just lost one of the great Pan-Africanists, the lineage of the heroes of the struggle for independence. Mugabe had overthrown white minority rule, but had then turned into an autocrat, saying he had wanted to rule for life. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reuters reports President Emmerson Mnangagwa said the country would be in national mourning until the former leader was buried. Hurricane Dorian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane Friday, then made landfall on the U.S. state of North Carolina's coast, as thousands of people in the Bahamas have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives after the storm hit, especially in Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands. This man says he slept in his ceiling to escape the rising water.
Slept in the ceiling for 2 days, got 8 feet of water in my house, and right now I'm headed into the city of Freeport for refuge. So keep us in prayer, we Bahamas strong.
The death toll right now is at 30, but Bahamian Prime Minister told CNN Thursday he believes the final number of those killed will be staggering. This is VOA News. The